Claire, it's been a difficult start to the competition too, pretty comprehensive defeats.
Yep, absolutely. Obviously playing world champions and yesterday in New Zealand, first up, it was always going to be difficult to get a win out of those two, but in a way, kind of good to get them out of the way, and our competition sort of starts now against teams that we can realistically target.
Yeah, South Africa and Pakistan, that's two games you feel you have a real chance of winning.
Absolutely. You know, I don't think we showed our best against either Australia or New Zealand, but I also feel that we're not a million miles away from them in some respects. They just do their basics, repeat them every time a lot better than we do. I think we're closer to Pakistan and South Africa probably than actually we have been in previous tournaments. We played South Africa back in January in Qatar, and Pakistan, obviously beat Pakistan, but you know, I really think South Africa are there for the taking.
Yeah. And how does it feel being the only northern-based player in the side? Well, what do you put that down to? I mean, why the disparity between the regions?
Well, for me, obviously, it goes back a long way. I've lost my northern accent there anyway. There was no girls' cricket available for me when I was living up north. I went to school in Methody. I played Ulster cricket, but outside of that, there was no club cricket available for girls. And my brother played a bit in Warringstown, and they certainly weren't interested in girls playing at that time, which is a shame. I moved to Dublin because of that, and you know, I'm very lucky for it. I've had a great time playing cricket in Dublin, but I think it is changing. It doesn't bother me that I'm the only northerner.
Yeah, you have had a long career. Are you still motivated to play? Does this, all the youngsters in the team, does that keep you feeling young? And
I think it probably makes me feel older rather than feeling younger. Definitely still motivated. Obviously, it's harder to body-wise just to get up, and like, it's a fairly tough schedule. You know, it's day on, day off. We've trained every day since we've got here, so it's 2 full weeks of training. So just in terms of getting your body ready for a game, that's the hardest bit. But motivation has never wavered. I think playing in a World Cup is, if you can't get motivated for that, you shouldn't be here. So.